answer me this question. Do you really like me, or don't you?
There was a moment's silence. Then, in a very low voice, I love you more than anything in the world, he said.
Then why on earth didn't you say so?
She cried, and so intense was her exasperation that she drove her sharp nails into the skin of his wrist.
Instead of drivelling away about knots and vacuum cleaners and lions and making me miserable for weeks and weeks...
She released his hand and flung it angrily away from her.
If I didn't like you so much, she said, I'd be furious with you.
And suddenly her arms were round his neck. He felt her lips soft against his own, so deliciously soft, so warm and electric, that inevitably he found himself thinking of the embraces in 3 weeks in a helicopter. Ooh, ooh, the stereoscopic blonde, and ah, the more than real blackamoor. Horror, horror, horror. He tried to disengage himself, but Lenina tightened her embrace.
Why didn't you say so?
She whispered, drawing back her face to look at him. Her eyes were tenderly reproachful. The murkiest den, the most opportune place, the voice of conscience thundered poetically. The strongest suggestion our worser genius can shall never melt mine honour into lust. Never, never, he resolved.
You silly boy, she was saying. I wanted you so much, and if you wanted me too, why didn't you...
But Lenina, he began protesting, and as she immediately untwined her arms, as she stepped away from him, he thought for a moment that she had taken his unspoken hint. But when she unbuckled her white patent cartridge belt and hung it carefully over the back of a chair, he began to suspect that he had been mistaken.